I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Many United States governors are refusing to allow refugees into their states. Christine Van Ord with Bethany Christian Services says it's a problem.
Refugees are the most thoroughly vetted people to come to the United States, undergoing interagency screenings, biometric checks, forensic document testing, medical tests, and in-person interviews.
In other words, the U.S. government handpicks who resettles here. Still, why let in refugees at all?
Christ's love does compel us. All throughout the Bible, we see stories of refugees, including Jesus himself was a refugee, had to flee to Egypt. And so this is an incredible opportunity for us to welcome refugees as Christ asks us to.
Christians in the developing world now have opportunity of a different kind. 5 shipments of Bibles and Christian books sent by Christian Resources International just arrived in Kenya, Mozambique, 2 cities in Ghana, and India. CRI's Jason Wolford.
There are materials in there for the person who's not saved, to the one who just gave their life to the Lord, to the person wanting to be a leader, and then ongoing information for pastors. And so we're excited that we're making a difference, not only in individuals' lives, but pastors, leaders, and the next generations as we are giving these to orphans as well.
This isn't just a one-time deal. The Kenya shipment was the first to CRI's newest distribution center, where shipments are sent monthly, and a missionary will soon begin training pastors. CRI is making a difference, but it can't do it alone. Find ways to help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the Gospel Connections at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.